Been talking about the state government removing one of the barriers to patients who want to access medicinal cannabis. And from today, patients can walk into their GP and have a discussion about getting a script. What they will pay for it may well be considerable, but it is a change that has been welcomed today and rather brings Western Australia in line with other states. Jason Jordan was one of the first patients in WA to get access to medicinal cannabis when it became legalised. He's since joined an advocacy and research organisation called Medical Cannabis Research Australia. Jason, good afternoon to you.
Good day, Jeff. How are you doing?
Yeah, not bad. Nice to talk to you, Jason. I wonder how you greeted this news today.
Well, it was actually a bit of a celebration because I was watching TV last night when I discovered that this was happening. And it was exciting because back when I first got my prescription, the process took somewhere around 3 months and cost me hundreds of dollars because I had to pay for my doctor's staff to go through this whole application process, which took them hours upon hours as well. So it wasn't just the cost of the prescription that was a problem. It was the cost of actually going through the process and the delays as well. Very frustrating.
Jason, what is your diagnosis? Why do you need to access medicinal cannabis?
So I have multiple sclerosis, and it had progressed from the earliest stages into becoming quite profound. Yes. And I was rapidly deteriorating. And as you probably know, multiple sclerosis is a degenerative but a progressive neurologic disease, and you get worse over time. Now, the MS is never going to go away. Medicinal cannabis is not a panacea. It's not a cure-all. It's not going to stop my multiple sclerosis from progressing. That will continue. But what it's doing is it's treating my symptoms in a really wonderful way. And because of the way that it's dealt with so many of my symptoms, it's brought me back from that level of disability to being someone that can now walk and talk and be a mostly functioning and productive member of society.
That is really good news, Jason. In what way has it helped? Tell me the difficulties you were having and the extent to which medicinal cannabis has eased some of them.
So the interesting thing is that the TGA has a number of approved conditions for which they will allow you to have an unregistered medicine. And of course, multiple sclerosis is one of them. But the indication with multiple sclerosis is for spasticity or muscle stiffness and spasms. Now, whilst I had that, there were so many other problems that I had as a result of multiple sclerosis as well. And interestingly, from going on to the medical cannabis, it also has helped with all of those. And for just some examples, I was having some paralysis, numbness. I was having burning sensations in my extremities, a lot of pain, particularly in my fingertips and my toes, in my cheekbones. I was getting to the point where I couldn't speak properly. I couldn't find my words, nor could I actually pronounce them once I found them. I was almost in a wheelchair. I was on a walking stick. I was falling over all the time. So my symptoms were becoming quite severe to the point at which I was no longer the person that I pictured myself as being. I would look in the mirror and I was kind of like, who's that guy? I don't recognize that because I deteriorated so quickly. Interestingly, from the moment that I got onto the medical cannabis, within a matter of probably 2 weeks, I started becoming obviously better. Now, I'm never going to be 100% better, but within 6 weeks, my walking stick was gone. I was walking, talking, and I was back probably 80% to what I was in the first place. So for me, it's not that this is a magic potion, but its effects have certainly been magical.
My guest on the program is the extremely articulate and a man who's doing really well with it, Jason Jordan, who has multiple sclerosis and has been taking medicinal cannabis for some time. Jason just telling us some of the benefits it's brought him. What's the big challenge from here on end, though? Because I wonder the extent to which the push will be on for medicinal cannabis to be acknowledged on the PBS. I mean, that's a long and slow and expensive process isn't it?
It is. And look, the interesting thing about that is that everybody sort of focuses on the fact that, oh, we can't make it a part of the PBS because it's an unregistered medicine and it hasn't been trials. You know, there's been instances in the past where the government has gone and they've sidestepped existing legislation and created a new scheme to help with this kind of thing. And I'll tell you, Jeff, why it's probably something that they should look at doing sooner rather than later. So before I started on the medical cannabis, I was on 7 different medications a day, 6 of which were on the PBS, and most of which were either toxic or dangerous, and you could easily overdose and potentially die. Now, Since I've been on the medical cannabis, I've come off six of those. I'm still on one of them, which I'll always have to be on. But if you can imagine the cost saving to the government from me no longer having to be on those six PBS subsidised medications and instead just being, hopefully, just on the one, the medical cannabis, plus the additional benefit of me not having to go back into hospital as I've had to do in the past. I mean, that's going to save them. Oh, I can't even imagine how much money that would save the government. Can I just touch on one thing before you let me go away?
Please.
Andrew Miller, love the guy and terrific job that he's doing. He's wrong on one particular thing that he mentioned. He talked about how the medical cannabis is different to real cannabis. He's wrong in that respect, in that the cannabis that I'm on and that most Australians are on now is full extract cannabis oil. It's not synthesized. It hasn't been changed. It is the real McCoy. It's been produced under pharmaceutical conditions, but when people ask the question, can you get high on medical cannabis? You most certainly can. And that's why it's really important that other legislation down the track also needs to be looked at, particularly in terms of being able to do things like drive and work when you're on the medication.
Jason, thank you very much. Good to hear from you.